Now, the Dáil Reform Committee that's supposed to be sorting out the speaking rights row has rejected the government's compromise, which would recognise the regional independents who aren't in government as an informal technical group and give them 10 minutes extra speaking time. For 5 hours, the committee talked and made no progress. Here's what Sinn Féin whip Angus O'Snovick told Mary Regan afterwards.
Well, it's very frustrating. Kind of that it was round and round and round and round in circles for 5.5 hours. The government didn't seem to get it, whereas they seem to be going back on statements that they made during the week, kind of where they did seem to understand kind of the fundamental points there. Backbenchers from Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael had accepted that Michael Lowry and his team were backbenchers of government, kind of, yet all of a sudden, kind of, their representatives in this meeting were saying, no, they are in opposition, they should be in opposition. You can't have it both ways.
That's the view of Sinn Féin whip Angus O'Snovick. Politics reporter Mary Regan has been following this story. Mary, just for clarity, what did the government propose and why are the opposition still united against it?
Well, what the government proposed, they insist, is a compromise. It would mean that this regional independent group, which includes Michael Lowry, Danny Healy-Ray and others who are part of negotiating the programme for government, would still get their speaking time, time to ask questions in leaders' questions and time to ask ministers' questions, but it would be sort of add-on time, so it wouldn't eat into the time already allocated to opposition parties and groups. So the leaders' questions and ministers' questions would be extended, if you like, to facilitate this group. But what the opposition are saying is that's not really the point. You know, we don't want them to have questions at all during this time, that it's the principle that matters to them here, that principle being that there is one government, there is one opposition, there should be no blurring of the lines.
So what's likely to happen next week if the fault line remains as divided as it is?
Well, it's very hard to see how anything other than another Dáil showdown can be avoided at this stage. They're going to meet at 11 o'clock this morning, but it's a sort of informal meeting. My understanding is that the point of this morning's meeting is to sort of ease the tensions, which became very heightened over the course of yesterday afternoon, and to decide how to proceed from here, rather than a formal meeting that would, you know, agree a way forward. So they will probably meet again next Tuesday. Now, the Dáil is back on Wednesday. So whether they can come to a position on Tuesday or not remains to be seen, or whether in fact the government majority in that Dáil Reform Committee can push a vote on this on Tuesday before it reaches the Dáil floor. But the opposition are now saying that the government must compromise further, and you know, the compromise has to come from the government side. The opposition are absolutely not for budging. The government's position at this point is that they're just being stonewalled from the opposition, that they, what they did offer was a compromise, and they can't keep giving concessions, and the opposition keep asking for more.
But politics, you know, it can be fairly ruthless at times, and I suppose the question is, why is the government going so far out on a limb for Michael Lowry? Is it for fear that he'd pull his votes, for instance, the votes that put their majority together? Would the government fall? Would Kevin Boxer Moran, Noel Grealish, Sean Canny, Marion Harkin, would they all quit?
Well, that's the question that was being asked by everyone when they came out of that meeting last night. Why is the government so beholden, as Angus O'Snovick put it, to Michael Lowry's position? Because Michael Lowry did speak in that meeting yesterday. He did insist on the point of having leaders' questions time and ministerial time. The complicating factor for the government here is that Michael Lowry and the Healy-Rays are now joint in this endeavour, if you like. So when they negotiated the programme for government with independents, they had 7 regional independents and then they had 2 Healy-Ray independents. And I think the point of that deal was that if the regional independents were to threaten to walk away, then they always had the Healy-Rays, and vice versa. If the Healy-Rays wanted to quit government, they always had the regional independents. They had the numbers, they had the 95 votes, but they're now dependent on the 9 together, because what happened with this regional independent group is that it was made up of Michael Lowry's regional independents who voted with the who negotiated the programme for government, and then they got Danny Healy-Ray, whose brother Michael is now a junior minister, on board too. So, you know, this is the complicating factor for government. How far that group would be willing to go remains to be seen. But it certainly appears from what people were saying coming out of that meeting is that, you know, there, Michael Lowry is position is being represented really by the other two parties in that meeting. And as one person, you know, in that meeting said to me, you know, why is the government so entrenched in its position backing Michael Lowry? This would appear a matter of speaking rights to be a strange hill for the government to die on.
Yes, of course. And so, as you say, if it continues like this, you know, we can look forward probably to a repeat of the scenes we saw last week in the Dáil. And as well as that, the Dáil will be at some stage hearing a personal statement from Michael Lowry over the allegations that Piers Doherty made under privilege in relation to the Doncaster deal. So, again, the Michael Lowry of it all and the row over speaking rights of it all, when people can't send their kids to their school because it's not working, when the roofs are getting blown off their houses, when they still haven't got power, there's a bit of a gap, isn't there?
Yeah, and that's the real danger of this goes on into next week, and this makes row makes its way onto the floor of the Dáil on Wednesday when it resumes on Wednesday afternoon. The sort of optics of having another day of business delayed over speaking rights when there are people in the country, thousands of them still as we speak, without electricity, and all the difficult personal stories and difficult situations that is bringing for people around the country. So there will be an effort, I think, to sort of get this off the pitch before it makes its way to the Dáil on Wednesday. It doesn't look like that might happen at this stage, but it certainly would appear that when the Dáil comes back next week, the aftermath of the storm and the response to that will also be a top item on the agenda for all parties.
Mary Regan, thank you.